Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're in Lewis and we're going to be talking about a business in Lewis, a farmer's market, and a little bit about Grow Another Row. And we're going to start out visiting with Chris Jahnke. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hi.
Chris, tell us a bit about this business that's now in the old Lewis school.
Well, the name of our business is 3HO, and what we are is a package and assembling company. We have two large contracts. One of them is with the Oriental Trading Company out of Omaha. It's a Berkshire Hathaway company, so Mr. Warren Buffett owns it. We package toys for them in a variety of different things, and then those toys go to places like Chuck E. Cheese or Monkey Joe's, and all over Canada and over the East Coast and the West Coast and everywhere in between.
You're almost an international business.
Well, we're pretty proud of the fact that we do things all over the place. The other company we work for is Central Life Sciences, and it used to be the Farnham Company for all the farmers out there. We make assemble fly sticks and fly attractant bait stations for them. And one of the things we're proud of is that you can go to Orchlands downtown Atlantic and buy some of the products that we make for them.
And you could identify one of those if somebody said, Chris, did you make this?
Yes, it's got there's a lot number on it, so we like to go in that store and look, hey, yeah, we know we made that last month or something, so yeah.
Okay, so you talked about the business, and you told me the name of it, but what does that mean, 3HO?
Well, it stands for Head, Heart, Hands, Operations. So we're a very customer and employee-oriented company.
How many employees?
We have 16 people that work for us.
Okay. That's great. I'm thinking this will be news to most people that we have a business like this in Lewis that employs that many people. And that's good news. Has there been much slowdown because of all the COVID-19?
No. In fact, you know, the flies are still out there, so they still want our fly sticks. And the toys, maybe a little bit in the toy business, but no, Oriental Trading Company is a big company, and we've got lots of work keeping us busy.
Okay, so we've talked about what's inside the building, but you also have a lot of ground, and you've used that too.
Well, another thing that we have is I'm part of a garden club with a bunch of people that just love to garden. And when we acquired the school, there's a big area that was a playground, and we turned it into a nice garden, and we're really proud of that garden.
Okay, and I'm going to come back to you in a little bit and talk about Farmer's Market, because not only do you get to have fun gardening, you also share it. But we're going to visit with Patty Barker about the garden. Good morning to you, Patty.
Good morning.
So you're a garden lover. Tell us what you planted out there.
I planted tomatoes, cucumbers, potatoes, sugar snap peas, herbs, radishes, lettuce, spinach, zucchini, onions, pumpkins, squash, peppers, sweet corn, kohlrabi, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, green beans.
That is a long list. What have you been able to harvest so far?
Radishes, broccoli, lettuce, and we've had some strawberries.
Yes, I said strawberries, and yes, Patty says she loves to garden so much, she's got another little garden site, she does that. But I was looking, well, I looked at all of it, but the broccoli is beautiful, it's about ready.
Yes.
Yes, so we'll come back and tell people how they can all have some of that. What's your favorite part of gardening? I mean, you start from the beginning, do you have a favorite part of gardening?
Watching everything harvest.
All right, the results of all your hard work. Because you didn't just start when most people go out their garden, you started your plants too.
From seeds.
Okay, so you have a little greenhouse area?
Yes.
Yes. So great, from beginning, from those getting the seeds in the ground, to making your plants, to harvesting, you do it all. And Patty is one of those people who loves it. Now we want to visit with Vicka Base and talk a little more about the business. And you're the manager, so what's your job? What is manager? What are some of the things you do?
My job, I take care of all 16 people. I take care of their needs while either Chris is setting up the order, and then when they're all their meds are met, then I go ahead and set up the order for the next day and help Chris with that. And then otherwise, I just do odd jobs.
You're the fill-in person, I think. Whatever needs to be done, that's what the manager does. And some of these setup jobs, and we talked about those, have a lot of pieces. We're not just talking about three or four. There's a lot of pieces to put together.
Yep, we do. The biggest order we've done is a 1,000-piece order. There's 1,000 toys in the order, so we have to count out a certain toy, and then we do it for the other toys until it makes it 1,000. That's the biggest bag we've done.
That's a lot of toys in a bag. Who do you think ends up using those big bags of toys?
Big companies or individually people that have a business of their own.
Okay, might have a business. Maybe churches and some groups like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think people are being well taken care of, Vika, because you know what you are doing, and that makes it a wonderful place to work. So, Chris, we want to come back. Patty told us that long list of things that you're growing in the garden, and some of them have been harvested. Let's talk about your farmer's market in Lewis.
Well, this year with the COVID-19 stuff going on, we just decided as a group that we've been a part of Produce in the Park in Atlantic for many years. We just decided we were going to go out our own way and offer our stuff right here by our own garden. One of the things that spurred us along is we noticed there were a lot of people that drive by our garden and slow down and watch us work. And so we felt there was some interest here. And so we just decided that we're going to have our own farmer's market here in Lewis. And it's been a wonderful, great experience thus far in the first week.
Okay, the first week. And when is it?
Well, we're here on Tuesdays and Thursday nights from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, so people can drive by, stop, and hopefully everybody knows where the Lewis School is. Lewis, not that big. If you don't know, just drive around, you'll find it. But it's a big building. Where exactly?
Well, like I said, if you drive through town, you're gonna come to a curve, and you're gonna see us there on your way to the lake. So it's pretty hard to miss us. And here soon, we're gonna have our own banners hanging up. So hopefully. And one of the things you can look for is these young ladies. They like to wave at every car going by. So if you see a bunch of pretty young ladies waving at you, you're in the right spot.
Okay.
So
stop to get some of that great food that you grow here. And again, remember that long list that Patty gave us, that all kinds of things. And I mentioned the broccoli, but you've already sold some other things during this first week.
Yeah, we've sold broccoli, spinach, some of the things she's added, two or three different types of lettuces. We have a young gal that makes toffee, and my wife is using a secret chocolate chip cookie recipe where the first two nights I have never gotten one yet because they've sold out. So.
Well, now, and the other thing, in the past, I always remembered lemonade, strawberry lemonade. Are you doing that?
Well, you know, here, this is for the governor and everybody. We're trying to find cups with lids so that we can put lids on it and they can take it home with them. So we haven't yet, but we're going to find the right cup with the lid. And yes, we're going to have our famous strawberry lemonade.
Okay, and that's good you mentioned that, Chris, because you are following all those guidelines that the governor has set out for farmers markets. They've opened up a little bit, but there's still some of those things that you need to do. Okay, so we've talked about farmers market. We've talked about the base for your business. Let's talk a little bit about Grow Another Row, which was initially a project for gardeners don't want their things to go to waste. They, when it's ready to harvest and you still have some left, you don't want it to go to waste. So you are a site for people to pick up that extra harvest that hasn't been used in some other way. And I believe you're going to do that on Fridays.
Yes, Friday mornings out here in the front, we'll have some type of stand or table that will have the products that are available for pickup.
Okay, so between the market, Grow Another Row, all of these folks, fresh, locally grown food, you can't get any better than that. So know that you have a lot of different places you could do that, but one of them is in Lewis. One kind of just last thing, this is sort of an off the top of my head question. As you think about what you've done and what you're going to do, what's driven you to do this?
Well, I don't know. I love people. I've been a coach for many years, a dad for many years. I like to see people have success, have fun, and do those things. So, you know, I take my passions, the things I like to do, and I share that with people and find like-minded people. And then I just, you know, I give them the tools they need, and then I just sit back and watch them blossom and grow and become great.
It's kind of like you have 16 partners in this whole business.
I do. I do.
And I know they help you make decisions. So well, thank you, Chris. Thank you to Patty and to Vika for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Franklin D. Roosevelt. The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, but it is whether we provide enough for those who have little.